Infowars.com is tomorrow's news today.
Putting the power of conversation into the caller's hands. You're listening to The American Journal with your host, Harrison Smith.
Welcome back, folks. We go directly out to your calls now in the order that they came in. Wild in Wisconsin says he has a suspicion about the condition of Kamala Harris. Go ahead, Wild. You're on the air.
Yeah, Owen last night was talking about Kamala's hard swallows and how she was swallowing a lot. And I always knew she was a swallower, but that's a different topic. But I think she was coked out. She was like Zelensky, because she was like grinding her teeth and really tweaking out. And especially after the break, she was touching her nose a bunch, you know, and she's from California and stuff. That's like their religion over there. And, you know, not racially, but I think she had like a really bad case of cotton mouth, you know. And
yeah, I know. I noticed that, too.
I don't know.
She seemed anxious, didn't she? Especially in the beginning.
Yeah.
She seemed like nervous. I don't know what it was. But look, if she's on something, it's higher grade than Coke. I'll tell you that. It's a industrial grade pharmaceutical of one sort or another. And we definitely know it's the cotton mouth for sure.
Yeah, I think she got some of that CIA cocaine, you know.
Yes.
And, you know, like when you do cocaine, it gets stuck in the back of your throat, for people that don't know, and then drips down. So I think she just had a bad drip, you know. And then also, you know, they were talking about inflation rate. They keep saying that it's like 20-30% for stuff, and grocery costs are up, you know, 20%. I don't know where they're getting this number, but since Trump, there's a lot of products that have gone up like 200-300%. You know, so I think the inflation is way worse than they're claiming. You know, here in Wisconsin, a stick of butter, even though we're the dairy state, a package of butter is like $8 nowadays, which is insane.
Oh,
and
sure.
I think if we have Kamala installed, that gas is going to go way up, because people don't understand that Ukraine has really not struck the infrastructure for gasoline and oil production in Russia, which is their major export. And if the Ukraine war vamps up by Kamala getting elected, obviously we're going to go to war with Russia.
Yeah.
They've kind of pre-programmed that, and gas is going to go through the roof. And on that same line, I don't think Putin is ever going to take a president with pink nail polish seriously.
Yeah, and you know, that was one thing where Trump, again, you know, he brought it up, and he brought it up forcefully, and I'm glad he did, but I wish he'd been a little bit more, I don't know, maybe I'm just nitpicking, but he brought up World War III, and he brought up nuclear weapons, and he kept being like, this is serious, we're going to get into World War III with this lady, which, again, was a good point for him to make. I just don't know if people actually even understand the threats that we're under. I mean, you've got Russia almost weekly coming out and going, okay, we're moving the nuclear bombs closer to Europe. All right, we're changing our nuclear, you know, strategy to allow for first strike. If you keep pushing, you're playing with fire. That was the quote from last week. You're like a bunch of kids playing with fire. Don't push us any further. Like, he should have brought up just how serious the Russians are and what a danger that the administration is putting us in. So that was something that I give Trump kudos for. I just don't know if the average American even recognizes how serious this is. Thank you for the call, Wild. Dave in Arizona, go ahead. You're on the air.
Thanks. Great show, Mr. Harrison. So I can feel some of your frustration. We went to a great watch party, Jesse and I, last night with a local radio station here, and it looked like it was a push to me. I think the one thing that could have tied it all together, and I have a contact with President Trump's inner circle, if he says these two words every time he starts an answer, inextricably linked. So the question is about housing. Okay. Yep. Thank you, Mr. Muir. This question is inextricably linked to the illegal invaders, 30 million of them that she let in. The question is about housing. We have a housing crisis, inextricably linked to the 30 million illegal invaders, every single one of them. But I don't really think the debate was for us, for the normies. I think it was for us so that we could see it was 3-on-1. And I think that the lamestream media is positioning it now, once President Biden pardons Hunter and then he quits, and Kamala pardons President Biden puppet, to say that the nation needs to move on to heal our great nightmare, the Gerald Ford Amendment. And then at that point, she'll be the first black woman president, according to the lamestream media. And they'll say on November 5th, we went into the voter booth, pulled the curtain back, and couldn't vote for a convicted felon over the first black woman president. We wanted to give her a full term. So I think it's all about positioning and messaging, and they have exactly what they needed. I've said this for over a year when they did all the indictments against him. Yep. It's all a narrative battle. But we 100%. See through it, fortunately. So we have to take back our language. We have to say that illegal invaders come across the border every day, and most of them, if they're not victims of rape, they're performing rape on other illegals. Mm-hmm. And we just need to hammer that home, that this is a crisis. And the biggest one, I think, is actually bigger than that, is the 100,000 fentanyl poisonings, mm-hmm. not deaths, poisonings through the CCP and the Mexican drug cartels every day, every year for the last 3 years. That's the equivalent of 300 people, your fellow citizens, dying every day for 1,000 days straight. We don't scream that from the rooftops.
Right. And that's something that Trump should have hit harder and, you know, really put on going, you are complicit in this. This is happening because you opened the border. You're the borders. I don't even think he called her the borders are. I don't know. Maybe I missed it. But, you know, he talks about her being responsible for the border, but I don't think ever once he was like, you're the borders are, it's entirely on you. The fentanyl deaths that Kamala Harris brought up, she brought up the fentanyl deaths. It's like, well, you're responsible for that, lady. So what the hell are you talking about? I think you're exactly right. Inextricably linked is a very good phrase. I'm sorry, I do want to go to other calls here. I want to get through as many as possible because, I mean, the lines are filling up as soon as we're dropping them. Thank you for the call, Dave. Appreciate it. Agree with you. John in Ontario, go ahead. You're on the air.
Hey, Harrison, how's it going? First up, thanks for the InfoWars Life Select Food. I bought it, and the UPS guy was literally rolling his eyes at me because there was so much of it as he unloaded it from the truck. And it was so cheap to ship it to me. I tried to get Canadian companies to ship food to me, and it was like they wouldn't do it. I was like, what? Anyways, thanks a lot for the products.
Thank you.
Yeah, so I think that the debate is kind of like a Rotten Tomatoes situation where you have a critic score and you have an audience score. Mm. And I think that the critic score is a lot more critical because, you know, people keep up with what's going on with politics. But for regular people, it's something that has to be tangible, right? And so what people see tangibly on the ground is not a good economy and not a good social situation with illegal immigration. And you can just look at, like, how weird, like, some of the policies she's talking about, a lot of money stuff, of course, that's always the big sell, like the first-time home buyers and the new families credit and the new businesses, you know, giving money to all these people. But those things don't really fall in line with her base, right? Like, a new family, well, is it even a liberal ideal to have new families? Like, why is she offering, you know, money for people who are having children? Or new businesses, I mean, that doesn't really appeal to the base. I think they've forgotten where the liberal platform was going. It was going in a universal income socialist kind of direction where we have bring in continuous immigration like China and we allow abortion on demand. And that and all those ideals have been put aside. And just to illustrate, like here in Canada, how out of touch these people are, our Minister of Affairs just said, yesterday, Canadians don't want elections. We just want the government to do what they do. And so I think they're just out of touch. And I think we shouldn't get out of touch because we're watching them.
Yeah. No, it's a good point. And I take everything you say. And all we can hope is that the reality is more important than the rhetoric. Because, and we'll show you a clip on the other side. Yeah, people just look around at their lives. They're not better off. They're worse off. question is whether that matters more than the words that Kamala Harris says.
Our world is so full of hype. We are force-fed dehumanizing propaganda by the corporate media, by the controlled churches and the universities. And why is this the case? Because we innately, by God, have been given the keys to our own minds, our own psyches, our own souls. And by connecting to God, we can empower ourselves and transcend the, quote, fallen or sinful state. So the chemicals that we ingest and all the things that we try to bring into our bodies to change who we are only lowering us. They're only making us more depressed. In the end, they're only making us less fulfilled. It is only by going within and really making that connection to God that we can truly empower ourselves. That's why the globalists bombard us with toxins and chemicals to block us getting the normal vitamins and minerals and trace elements our bodies need to be healthy and to be able to basically reach out beyond the third dimension. And that's where the incredible products come in at InfoWarsStore.com.
Supplements are the second fastest growing industry in America over the last few decades. AI's now outstripped it. And that's because people continue to learn how amazing the compounds are that Mother Nature gives us. Now, ladies and gentlemen, not all supplements are created equal. InfoWars MD line, more than 15 products, are all the very best you're going to find at extremely low prices. Take our CBD oil, gummies, and 1,000 milligram tincture. We private label from a top company. They sell it retail for double what we sell it for. Does that give you an idea how amazing these products are and how low the prices are? Just get InfoWars MD CBD, test it out, see how great it is, and then I know you're going to want the other products like our ashwagandha, like our super green food, like our 95% curcuminoid, turmeric 95. They're all available under the InfoWars MD line at InfoWarsStore.com. Thank you for your support. This keeps us on air. Plus, these are game-changing products. Get yours today.
InfoWars is listener-supported, and we appreciate your donations. But buy a product and support your health, too. Nitric oxide is an important chemical messenger in the body. It promotes blood flow and it helps nerve cells communicate with one another. But over time, our bodies produce less of it. Full of amino acids to produce nitric oxide, Nitric Boost helps raise the amount of nitric oxide in your body. Nitric oxide is needed for strength, cardiovascular function, and healthy neurotransmission. It helps to improve blood flow, which helps improve overall immunity. Get some today, now 40% off. Support your health and support the InfoWar at InfoWarsStore.com.
Let me take some brain force and then we'll do this commercial. How about that? I can think again. This is the liquid tincture version of Brain Force, which means you can really tailor it to exactly what you need. I tend to take maybe a little bit more than is directed, but it's incredibly powerful stuff, and I have an incredibly demanding job. But you make it easy by going to InfoWarsStore.com, and of course, InfoWarsStore.com makes it easy by supplying me with Brain Force Ultra. I rely on this product to do my job on a daily basis because it's absolutely jam-packed with incredible ingredients. Brain Force Ultra is now back in stock at InfoWarsStore.com, and get it now because this stuff sells out fast for very good reason. It's a fantastic supplement. It's the type of supplement that once you start taking it, well, you're going to notice if you stop. Go check out what's in Brain Force Ultra. Do your own research, and what you'll find is that this is a powerhouse formula for incredible mental clarity, focus, and energy. Now on sale at InfoWarsStore.com. Brain Force Ultra is now on sale at InfoWarsStore.com.
You're listening to The American Journal. Watch it live right now at band.video.
All right, welcome back, folks. Directly out to your calls. We're going to get to as many as possible. So if you can keep your comments as concise as you can, we'll go now to Jefferson in Virginia on line four. Go ahead.
Hey, good morning, guys. Good to talk to you.
Good morning.
Did you notice the moment when they tried to bait Trump into the birther thing all over again with Obama and the racial aspect of whether she's black or Indian? You know, how many Americans think she's Cherokee? You know?
Yes, I did notice that. I mean, I thought it was one of Trump's most disappointing misses, frankly.
Yeah, well, I think he doesn't. He wasn't really trying to win last night. He just sort of showed up and just sort of let her have her thing. And he knew he was going to be overwhelmed with the three against one. And it was going to be sort of a mediocre night no matter what he did. So it was like, let's just leave her in the race for now so they can't replace her at this point. If he destroyed her last night, then they would have figured a way to switch her out. So I think he let her stick around.
I don't know. I you know, I'd feel differently about this if there was another debate, you know, and I don't think there's going to be one. But if, you know, there was already a planned second debate, it wouldn't be that big of a deal. But considering that this is probably the only debate that's going to happen, which is pathetic in and of itself. But it's like this was his one chance. He should have gone in there, you know, guns blazing. But, you know, we got what we got. Thank you for the call, Jefferson. Let's go to Wilford Grimley in St. Louis. What's your comment on the debate?
Hey, thanks for taking my call, Harrison. Yeah, that last caller, he's got an interesting theory. Maybe he just did a lackluster performance just to keep her in. You know, I thought he did fine. A couple of points, like people have said, that he kind of fell through were focusing on the race. And then, you know, the three-on-one, the mods were definitely trying to get Trump focused on the wrong things, and he took the bait. Other thing was bringing up the cats and dogs thing, which, is, you know, even if it is completely true, he knows that the mods are just going to say, oh, no, that's false. And then he knows that people are going to make clips of it the next day, so that, you know, it's not really worth mentioning at all.
Yeah, you know, I have a video, actually, of J.D. Vance responding to this after the debate. Guys, I just put it in the folder. I think I'll go to this here just because it ties in directly. And this was, I think, the correct way to bring this up and to talk about it. Because, again, you can bring up the dogs eating, you know, eating dogs and eating cats. You should bring that up. It'll get people's attention. They'll be like, what the hell is this? I got to look into it. They'll see it's true. But you got to tie it in. You got to go, this isn't just about the cats and dogs. It's about the utter destruction, the chaos that's been brought about by this immigration policy and the willful, you know, hatred of the average American suffering under these policies while giving infinite giveaways to immigrants. So, like, I'm glad he brought it up, but he didn't tie it in. J.D. Vance did a very good job of tying this in. Let's go to that video now.
I would say is he brought up this misleading false claim that you yourself have talked about in recent days about Haitian immigrants in Springfield, Ohio, abducting people's pets and eating them, which officials there have said is not true. You yourself acknowledged it may be false on Twitter. You still told people to keep spreading it. But Trump just amplified it to tens of millions of people who were watching. Why push something that's not true?
Well, first of all, city officials have not said it's not true. They've said they don't have all the evidence.
They said they have no evidence.
We've heard from a number of constituents on the ground, Caitlin, who both firsthand and secondhand reports saying this stuff is happening. So they very clearly, meaning the people on the ground dealing with this, think that it is happening. And I think that it's important for journalists to actually get on the ground and uncover this stuff for themselves when you have a lot of people saying, my pets are being abducted, or geese at the city pond are being abducted and slaughtered right in front of us. This is crazy stuff. And again, whether those exact rumors turn out to be mostly true, somewhat true, whatever the case may be, Caitlin, this town has been ravaged by 20,000 migrants coming in. Healthcare costs are up. Housing costs are up. Communicable diseases like HIV and TB have skyrocketed in this small Ohio town. This is what Kamala Harris's border policies have done. And I think it's interesting, Caitlin, that the media didn't care about the carnage wrought by these policies until we turned it into a meme about cats. And that speaks to the media's failure to care about what's going on in these communities. If we have to meme about it to get the media to care, we're going to keep on doing it because the media should care about what's going on.
I saw you say.
Yeah, see, so that's the correct way to respond to that. And I wish Trump had said something similar there. So, again, it's not even necessarily about the cats and dogs. It's about the just massive, overwhelming support the migrants get while the natives around them suffer and wallow in hopelessness. It's a deliberate destruction of our country, not in a vague way, but in a very specific and well-organized way. Thank you for the call, Wilford. Let's go to we'll go to Joe in Arkansas now. Go ahead, Joe. You're on the air.
Yeah, Harrison. Hey, thank you for taking my call. So I think Trump missed out last night. I think he missed it. I think I don't even know why he agreed to go on that format. And she in my opinion was probably given the questions beforehand. And I'm thinking for anybody who was on the fence last night, and I know my wife was watching it with a group of women who are all Trump supporters, but Trump didn't show up last night. It was his to win, and he didn't. And that's bad because just as you said, there's not going to be another debate, I don't think. And for those who were not sure, I'm thinking they're going to vote for her. Not that I really think it matters. I think they're going to steal it anyways. But yeah, I totally don't understand why he even agreed to.
Well, and again, you know, he brought stuff up that was good, but he didn't drive it home and he didn't make the case like he should have. Again, if it was a rally, like, fine, we're all on board, Trump. We know what you're talking about. So just, you know, mention it randomly. You know, he mentioned the fact that, you know, Kamala Harris didn't get any votes, but like really hammer that home. Like, how can you be the champion of democracy? You know, ask her outright, who voted for you? How many votes did you get to be on the stage tonight? Where's your popular support? It doesn't exist because you don't care about democracy. Like, really drive it home, point it out, make it, you know, unavoidable, the outcome, the you know, result that you're talking about, what you want in people's minds. He just didn't do it. He just didn't do it, and it's upsetting. Thank you for the call, Joe. Let's go to Keith in Wisconsin now. Go ahead, Keith. You're on the air. Or you will be. There you go, Keith.
Yep. Hey, Harrison. Hey, I don't think you're being nitpicky enough, actually. I think he did terrible. Mm. You know, they ask about the Project 25, and he goes off about how he's not involved. Well, then turn that back around and say, actually, I have a website. It's called Agenda 47. You can look up all my policies. Not to mention, I was already president for 4 years, and I have policies.
Yeah, not to mention, you don't have policies, Kamala. You just put up your policies, you know, 2 days ago. I mean, yeah. I'm right there with you. It was another like fastball over the middle of the plate, and he struck out. It's very pathetic, honestly.
Exactly. Every topic was like that. I'm shouting at the TV, going, "No, you got to answer it with some specific answers."
Yeah.
Frustrating.
Very, very frustrating. And again, I mean, it's a double-edged sword of Trump. I mean, he's good on his feet. He never prepares, and that's worked really well for him in the past. But you know, it's been different this campaign. Maybe it's because he's so distracted from all of the lawsuits that he's in and fighting to stay free as they're trying to imprison him. I mean, you can't really blame him that much. But at the same time, where are the specifics? Where are the arguments that will sway independent voters? I really didn't hear any last night. And look, I wish that wasn't the case, but I'm just going to tell you the truth and what I really thought, and hopefully we get another debate, and hopefully Trump does better next time. We'll go quickly to Tony in Texas. Tony, go ahead. You're on the air.
Yeah, you know, Trump, right out of the box last night, Trump should have turned to her and said, "How in the hell are you even on this stage tonight, Kamala? Nobody has ever voted for you for a damn thing. I need you to turn to the camera and explain to the American people how you're standing there with zero votes. I can tell you how I got here. I got millions of votes. You got zero. You got some explaining to do. How did you do this?"
Yep, that is exactly right. And, you know, I even said that before the debate during the pregame stuff. I was saying I was hoping he was going to do something like that. That's what he did to Rand Paul, you know, in 2016. When he's going, "How are you even up here? You only have 11%. You shouldn't even be on this stage. There's too many people on this stage." Why didn't he go after Kamala like that? I really don't know. It's it was disappointing. It was disappointing to me. And that's unfortunate. That's about going to be all the calls that we're going to be able to take, because we are going to be joined by Dr. Stella Emanuel in the next hour. We're going to play a quick little 5-minute video here on the other side. Stay with us. InfoWarsStore.com is where you go to support everything that we do here, which is tell you the truth, folks. That's the only argument we have here. We're not going to pander to you. We're not going to lie to you. We're going to tell you the truth, even if we'd rather the truth be different. And if that's not something that you can support, then don't worry about it. But if you want people to tell you the truth, go to InfoWarsStore.com, and we'll be right back.
First of all, we want to avoid the middle of the grocery store and stick to whole foods, real food. But these days, even the real food is short of its nutrient potential. And this is why it's important to take a vitamin mineral supplement every day. According to studies, regular multivitamin mineral supplement use reduces the risk of cancer and cardiovascular disease. Perhaps supplements aren't important to you, but in today's upside-down world, a daily vitamin mineral supplement is a must, and we have one of the best. Support your health and support the InfoWar. Get your vitamin mineral fusion today at InfoWarsStore.com.
Folks,